You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
We opened up today, Stugatz, talking about, well, if you've got Lamar Jackson and the Chiefs are on the other side of the ball and you've got fourth and a yard in your territory to end the game, you shouldn't celebrate Harbaugh so much for the courage of asking Lamar Jackson if he wants to go for it.
By the way, Harbaugh was doing the celebrating. It was like he won a Super Bowl. I'm serious. Like, they lifted him up. I thought they were going to carry him off the field.
With all those injuries to beat the Chiefs and Mahomes and them putting up 35 points. But we were talking before about how the game has changed and some of these guys have gotten better at the math and are less caveman. And we've been yelling for 10 years about guys demanding courage of others while punting in that situation. Mm-hmm. ESPN stats and info, since 2000, that marked the second time that a team went for it on fourth down in the final 2 minutes of a game when leading by less than a field goal. Not in their territory. Anywhere. It marked the second time. I don't know what the other time was. Was it the Belichick Manning thing that made us scream across? We attacked Belichick.
What's the time frame that's
since 2000?
Yeah, so the Belichick thing happened 12 years ago.
But I don't know what the score was of the game when that happened. This was the second time that a team went for it on fourth down in the final 2 minutes of a game when leading by less than a field goal. It doesn't say anything about inside their own territory. We're going to get to funniest thing from the sports weekend in a second. And also, we need to update some polls. We've got a lot of good ones today. At Lebatard Show is where you vote on the polls. Let's update some of those before we get to funniest thing from the sports weekend.
If you are in the car listening, do you deserve that? I left out torment. The torment. We were talking about the play-by-play call. Which game was it where he did that? Where the guy gave you a little glimmer of hope and then
the Minnesota,
ended up,
the Vikings game at the end of Minnesota, Arizona. We can play this clip one more time. There was also another clip I wanted from Mike Ryan. I wanted Scott Hansen just trying to pronounce Tua's name. Let's play this sound from the Vikings game.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it!
Good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, my.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team, Paul, that play after play toward the end fought its way back.
70% of the audience said, if you're listening in the car, you do deserve that. Mean. Can you rationalize with crazy people? 91.6 of the audience said no. Do you want to speak to someone's manager about what Derrick Henry is doing that shouldn't be allowed? What a great take. Witty wants a manager.
Both Witty and Mike wanted to talk to the manager about Henry running through your secondary, being bigger and stronger and faster than everybody.
77% of the audience said yes. What scares you more, demons, devils? Big one for you, Dan. 81% of the audience said demons. What are you doing there?
I don't know why you've made that a question? Big I mean, one for me. Like, I don't know.
Weird.
I couldn't have cared any less.
Here's another big one for you. Do you ever turn on a game after making a bet to be surprised by snow at 400 mile per hour winds? 58% of the audience said yes. It's the worst when that happens. Must you have a dart over a Slovis? 82% of the audience said yes.
Jackson with an X dart.
Amazing.
I'm going to vote for him for Heisman. Just based on his name.
Deserves it. If you fart a football, is it a poop? It's a big one for Billy. 90% of the audience said yes, it's a poop.
Does Poppy still have a vote?
He does.
How?
Those things are loose.
So they forgot?
No, they email me and him every year to get his vote.
Can I ask an indelicate question? What happens after Poppy?
Jesus.
No, like just in general, like for voters, like you have to like reach out and be like, hey, you know.
It'll be my first call.
I'd keep two votes.
So would I.
I just keep the account.
Yeah. They'll still send it to him, right? many years after.
One of the most powerful men.
You want me to have two college Heisman votes? Because what are you doing to my? Why did
maybe
you
give
just,
it to Lebo or something?
Why
who
did
knows?
You just do that to my father? You just
can he will it to someone?
Ooh, wow. Bequeath it.
What a great gift.
Bequeathing in the will his Heisman vote. I doubt that Mike Bianchi of the Florida Heisman Trust will go for that. It bequeath to who? My brother who will pick the Heisman winner out of a helmet because he doesn't know anybody in sports?
Bequeath is a dangerous word.
All words are dangerous words for me. What are you going to do with this Heisman vote? I'm glad we're here.
Well, why did you kill my father? I'm less glad that we're there.
Not about him specifically, just curious how that works.
When he kicks the bucket, just queef it on over. I mean, what happened? Did you expect them to get their blows torn off?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. When he kicks the bucket, should we just queef it on over?
75% of the audience said yes. Is Wentz's arm going to be in the stands by week 8?
Do you think that there's some people in Bristol that occasionally glance at our Twitter account and just get affirmation that they made the right call? Because I'm thinking that poll question might do it.
95% of the audience said yes about Wentz's arm being in the stands by week 6.
On one end, you get high-profile news magazines doing stories on John Skipper about how we intend to reinvent sports media. On the other side, a poll question, queef it on over.
If you start chasing on Thursday, have you already lost? It's a terrible feeling. I can't even imagine.
It is a bad weekend if it's begun with the Thursday night game and the rest of it is just doubling your bets in terror.
96% of the audience said yes. Should the Falcons just disband and stop existing? 86% of the audience said yes. Do you buy that more pictures you have of your kids, the less you love them? It's the best take of the day. It really is. 60% of the audience said yes. Smitty, that's a big one for you.
That's a win.
Yeah. Yep. Congrats. Scrolling up.
She's
here.
Taking the lane. She really is taking the lane of hating children and hating parental love.
My parents don't love me. My picture's all over that house.
Those are the polls, Dan. I'm waiting for the queef one.
Thank you, Stugatz. We will get to that at the end of the show. You give me an update. Stugatz was on fire yesterday. Did we get a sound from him during the YouTube post game that wasn't garbled once it is that we went live?
Gotcha!
And then he strolls in the next day because we post that to our podcast. He's like, wow, today really flew. Less work for me, buddy.
I'm sorry about that, guys. I feel...
No, you're not.
I mean,
sorry.
I was there. I was there. I was on time. I enjoyed doing it. We're talking a little pigskin, you know? I mean...
Even though we're posting it to the podcast, I'd really like an audio payoff. The visual joke of you just mouthing better on a muted microphone really did bring
when
some
you were gone after I stared at your empty chair for 10 minutes and a couple minutes of your ass crack trying to dislodge some cables.
Apologies.
We all agreed when you were gone that you had done it on purpose to get out of what it is that we were doing, that you had purposely, there was an agreement, it was consensus. Stugat, I'm just telling you that is where we've arrived with you, and distrust that anything that goes wrong, we assume you have done it on purpose to get out of work.
Did anyone defend me?
I don't recall.
No, because we've all worked for you.
Right.
Yeah, so we know how this one goes. But well, thankfully, in your stead came a Greg Cody mask-wearing Greg Cody.
Good.
He really did rush into the breach and rescue us. And I want
he was
you,
excellent.
I want you.
From a dollhouse somewhere, wearing a Greg Cody mask.
I mean, the help you get around here.
That's right.
He left early as well. He said he made a terrible joke to end saying, I've got to leave.
Hard Knocks is filming.
Had Hard Knocks filming, interviewing him about his fantasy team, the Lobos. And then, so what I got yesterday is Stugatz, nothing working in his house, and then Greg leaving early.
Apparently the Hard Knocks thing is a thread that the Greg Cody show is doing. So that's happening. Hard Knocks.
Time now for the funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Whittingham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Nevada High School Bishop Gorman lost a game despite leading 24-7 with a minute and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter.
No. How? Get me all the information you can from how it is that happened. Chris Cody, give me what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Derek Carr and John Gruden after one of the touchdowns. Carr was going for a hug and Gruden did this weird hip thrust. It was all Carr wanted was a hug and he got this awkward hip thrust from Gruden. You know, Gruden gets excited, man. He loves football.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Did Carr just want a hug and then leave the transaction pregnant?
You know, we all made fun of Gruden. I did, right? His age, the game has passed him by. He's done a good job. Gruden's done a good job with the Raiders. That seems exciting. They're fun. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Chiefs. Good job by Gruden.
He's 2-0.
Yeah, that's a good job.
And hasn't won a playoff game yet.
It was the Steelers, too, the Ravens.
Well, he's giving them credit for what they did last year, I think. Which, if you beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead, maybe you should. So that's as good as a playoff appearance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't been to the playoffs, and I mean,
we're getting there. I mean, slowly but surely, he's got 10 years.
So you're ready to declare? Then it sounds like you are ready to declare the eternal question around here answered: Are the Raiders for real?
For now, they are.
For now, yeah. Okay, that doesn't really answer.
Revisit it next week.
Eagle was really good and quick when a microphone picked up John Gruden cursing like a madman. It was psychotic what he was doing. Had a full-on meltdown, and he's just like a third person in the booth here, and you just hear it just off mic.
By the way, the Raiders beat the Ravens last week. That's what I'm saying. Ravens beat the Chiefs.
Raiders transitive, are good. I got
it. Yeah, transitive property, even though we'll explain it to you after the post game.
Please do.
We'll get an astronomer. Jessica, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I was going to say that it was the Mississippi State-Memphis botched punt return for a touchdown, but I changed my mind because I have to be a homer. It was Notre Dame not letting the giant Purdue drum into the stadium because it's too big for the visitors' locker room. And then finding out through research, the giant drum's only 7 feet tall. It's not even that big.
Guillermo, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Stugatz went 0-4. Stugatz. Opening round, NFL. He picks 5 games. One of those games didn't exist, though, so we can only go 0-4.
Consider that a future play.
Hold on a second. You're telling me that Stugatz went 0-4 and his big success was a game in which he had the opponents wrong?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, so he couldn't lose that one because the game didn't exist.
How about that?
Yeah.
3-1 in college, I mean.
That's true.
Left that up. Supposed to pick 5 games, though. Stupidity! God bless football.
You started 0-4.
I did. We're rolling.
Read the schedule wrong.
Yeah.
And predicted a game that wasn't happening.
Just wait, though, Dan. Oh, when those two teams clash, now you know who to take. I mean,
did you have the Saints playing the Jags?
I don't know.
Okay, very good. Excellent work. A great conclusion to your work.
I thought I had the Broncos.
Okay.
No.
Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend? Oh, for 4?
So it ended up not being a super consequential play, but the Browns were called for offside early on a 3rd and 15. And the Texans picked up 13 yards on this free play. So, decision for David Culley. Do you decline and make it 4th and 2? Pass Browns midfield, right? This is usually a spot where you might go for a 2-yard 4th down conversion. Or do you accept the penalty and make it 3rd and 10 and get another crack at converting on 3rd down? David Culley declines a penalty. 4th and 2. Guts. Here we go. Guts. We're going to go for this. Tyrod Taylor's playing well. They decide to punt.
Gully.
Stefanski was so confused. So confused as to what happened.
His arms are folded. We're like, huh.
Yeah. Okay. Huh. Thank you. Did he thank him? Thank you. Stu Gods, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I love watching Bills Mafia over the weekend, and they threw a guy on top of a table that was on fire. They don't give a bleep.
I mean, they do it every. I feel like they do it every week. I think every single week, some table is on fire and some guy is getting thrown through it.
Did you see the Brownies fight over the weekend on Twitter? That was an epic fight. Oh. It was like a 2-minute story.
Really?
So many de-escalations that could have just, in any other normal, sober scenario, been fine and that would have been the end of it. People come to help and they get involved in fights, but it all ends with a happy here we go Brownies chant.
It's also the best recorded fight that I've ever seen. The cinematography on this fight was extraordinary. From a guy who at one point during the fight turns around to himself with a blunt in his mouth. He's like, hey, look at this.
Incredible. And that's what happens when you start lining up for a game a full 24 hours before it happens. There was a 2.5-mile line to get into the Muni lot on Saturday. Those people had been drinking.
We have a lot to choose from. We've got what America is doing about our football weekend at the Hard Rock because it was an unmitigated disaster. You got Georgia Tech's coach drinking out of a Waffle House cup on the sideline. You got that Vikings radio call that we played as well. And then you've got the UM safety hall tackling the wrong guy who didn't have the football. But I am going to go because I was so amused by the development of how it is that things change from week 1 to week 2. Jameis Winston falling to his left, fluttering the ball 40 yards down the field into triple coverage, falling to his left. I don't think that LASIK is going to help him with that decision. I don't think that was a problem with his eyesight. I think that Jameis Winston is going to do that a decent amount this season. We still don't know who's actually good, right? We don't know if the Raiders are for real. We don't know if Carolina's for real. We've got a couple of the teams that we know to be good. Kansas City and Tampa are good.
We know Brady's great. That's it. That's what we know.
That's all we know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After 2 NFL weeks, that is the punctuation to our show today right there.
That's it.
We know Brady's great. 44 years old.